What up? Welcome to the Toronto Mads Podcast. It's your boy Lala.
Yo, that's RC, the one and only. We got producer Chouse in the house.
Chouse,
yo.
What's going on, boys?
What's going on, man?
TM peeps, fan them.
What is good this week?
Out
son?
Here? Survivor season?
Ayo, back listen. In
week
I wanna,
two?
I want to tell
two?
You.
Week two of this lockdown?
I want to tell you, to all my TM peeps, to my family out there. Yo, this week's episode is brought to you by Yellow Toast, yo.
What? I'm sorry.
You hear that crunch, bro? You bought that Yellow Toast?
Can we just back up for a second here?
This week is brought to you by Yellow Toast, fam. I'm about that Yellow Toast life right now.
Okay. Yellow Toast. So, so you're obviously not watching this at home, but if you're watching this, and I hope this is not the case.
I hope you're getting the crunch readback on this
mic. It looks like you're eating the famous South Asian staple known as rusk, and you're calling it
Yellow Toast.
Yellow
bro.
Toast?
Yo, to all my peoples out there, you know what I'm talking about. For if you know the real name of it, like these guys do, is rusk. If you're growing up East Smiley Styles in Scarborough, is the mother the shit is called fucking Yellow Toast beef.
So you telling me the stone cutters, the ones with secret pathways and secret organizations and all this branding, you got people in PR.
Listen, there
you
is
guys
no
are
branding
calling this
B.
shit.
B.
You guys are listen. Calling
Actually, listen. This shit is non-branded, bro. It's clear plastic bag with some little bit of blue writing on it. No brand, B. This is just straight goods, Yellow Toast, fam.
Yo, it's really hilarious that you guys literally were like, well, it's toast.
And it's yellow. You know what I mean? So just put
Yellow
some,
Toast?
Yeah, put some butter on that. Put some butter on that shit. Dip it in your chai. So, yo, Yellow
Do
Toast.
Do your grandparents eat this stuff?
Yes, exactly. I was about to say, yo, Yellow Toast for me is this flavor is like nostalgic for me. It takes me back to my grandma's house. I used to sit with my grandmother and she wouldn't let me drink the chai, but she would dip the Yellow Toast in it. She'd put butter on the Yellow Toast, dip it in the tea, and then I would bite it then. It would be nice and soft and you have a little bit of fucking butter. It's good shit, man. So this flavor is like reminding me of my grandma's house.
I'm with you on all of it, except the fact that, so you're telling me your grandmother back in motherland was calling this Yellow Toast?
Nah, I don't know what the fuck she called it. she didn't speak fucking English, bro. She had whatever it is. She didn't speak English. She didn't know what the fuck Yellow Toast is. She calls it whatever the fuck they call it. I just don't remember. I was a kid.
That was the ultimate example of love. So Yellow Toast is rusk. There's variations of rusk. And we'll get into that. Because there's milk rusk. There's toast rusk. There's cake rusk. Because Tulsi, you know about rusk, right?
I know rusk, but I don't know about Yellow Toast.
Yeah, well, that's because we're normal. And we know the real words for these things, right?
Hey, man, I'm calling this your Yellow Toast. It's yellow, it's toast.
You look happy.
Yeah.
What I say is what your grandma did. That's what my pops used to do. Because the Yellow Toast is more of like a breakfast rusk, right? It's like you eat it. It's sweet, but you eat it with savory stuff. You put some margarine on it. It's not like a dessert. It's like you eat it instead of toast.
But it has a little bit of sweetness.
A little bit sweet. It's got a little bit of sweetie in it, you know? A little bit of sweetie. But like, that's the ultimate act of love, because my dad used to do that too. I would sit in his lap and you margarine up your little cake rusk and then you dip it in the tea. That's now it. You have to dip it for the right amount, because if you don't dip it enough, it's
then the shit
will
break off and it'll be floating. It'll be like an iceberg just like floating in your chai. You know what I'm saying?
So my poor pop's about to have his morning tea and then his little like cute ass RC. Obviously, man's are cute now. Cute, always cute. Always cute. Always been cute. Right? Dipping your rusk tea, and then like I get the delicious, perfectly just moist enough rusk, and then my pops is just left with crumbs and butter in his tea. You know,
that's it, man. You just floating at the top of this big cup of tea that I have, and
crumbly
is just crumbly. Like little bits of crumbs and like the bits of oil from the butter. You know what I mean? And just
like a little bit of backwash, just a little bit.
It's just on top, but that's what comes with your chai and Yellow Toast, bro. It's just there's that layer at the top. Same thing my grandmother used to do with the Yellow Toast. She would do in the big like the small bowls. She'll put like a big rich tea biscuit. And then
the digestive ones?
Not digestive. Rich tea biscuit. And she'll it's the English stuff. And then they'll pour the tea in that little bowl with the cookie in it. And then the cookie will get nice and soft from the tea. And then you sit and eat this softened tea cookie.
Like you eat it like a cereal.
Like, yeah, you just, and it's just like That's the other thing that I got to do, which there I'm consuming a little bit more tea that way, but like, whatever. Yeah. My grandma didn't give a fuck. It was just, that's just what time it was. You know what I mean?
They're like, they're injecting that into your bloodstream. It's already in your chai. This is why, DNA anyway.
This is why, like, you know, it's like known. I'm sure all my homies know, like, I am just a tea fiend. Like, it's my number one go-to. I drink tea fucking all day. So
that's why you can't sleep, bro. Your bloodstream is just full of chai.
Oh, bro. Give it to me. Straight to the veins, bro. I'm down.
Tap it though. My, it's interesting because it's like, it leads to this whole discussion about breakfast, you know, right? Because like traditional types of breakfasts, right? Like there's chai, there's like puri, parathas.
Oh, puri.
Halwa puri. See, were you, I was always.
Oh, buddy.
I didn't love sweet. Like, you know, and you know, we have a long-standing stance, RC stance on South Asian desserts, you know.
Oh yeah. Fuck it. Like, listen, we on the upper echelon of desserts, yo, South Asians are like completely out of it. We're not even in the discussion.
But see, Tausi, you meant halwa puri, because I love the puri, like I love the parathas or the puris, and I loved having
savory
like,
shit, we kick ass, bro.
Yeah, I loved having the aloo, right?
Right. Like,
and I loved having the anda. Yeah, I love having the aloo kabaji, but I wasn't always feeling the halwa. Were you a halwa guy?
So this is what you got to do. You got to mix the two. So you got the sweet and the savory.
This guy's trying to tell me about mixing. Mans know about mixing, dog. Mans know about mixing, dog.
No, but you're acting like you got to have the puri alone with the halwa, which you don't need to.
That's true.
You have, you mix it together so you get a little bit of both. You know what I mean?
Because halwa is really like, it's like ground almonds or what is it? Like it's just...
It's like... ground something. It's just like
ground
like
nuts
with oil.
But see, here's the thing. I'm down with halwa. I don't like love it, but I don't hate it the way like I'm not a big fan of a lot of like it's fine, it's good, but like you know, like a nice paratha or a puri with like aloo and like a fried egg.
Okay, so that's what y'all do for like East Africa, for the East African brown folks out here. They would do like a masala omelet. You know what I mean?
I love the masala.
And then either with a paratha or some puris. And that for me is like exactly chef's kiss. It's Sunday morning.
Okay, hold on. What is the difference between a paratha and a puri?
Parathas are made, it's kind of like a roti, but for us at least, it's like it's that, but like it's the depends.
There's
like
the flakier one, right?
There's the flakier one, and then there's the our East African version is like it's kind of like it's yellow and it's made, it's a yellow colored roti kind of consistency, but I think it's made with some different either a different kind of flour, and maybe they add in some other shit in there. I don't know, I forgot which kind of flour it is. It's a different kind of flour though,
because that is the thing, they're different. It's like besan, maida, it's like different, and different ones are made in different styles. That's why different ones rise differently.
Exactly, but not ours isn't the flaky one. I think the Punjabi style is the flaky one.
The parathas are like flaky ones. Yeah, like a nice paratha is the worst because it's like, bro, it's like 500 calories right there. Bro, it's just like that. The worst was, well, not the worst because it's delicious, but have you guys ever had shirmal, which is like the cake roti? Is it called shir? Like,
no, I haven't had
You eat it, it's like sweet, and they'll serve it sometimes with food. And we used to buy these frozen packet ones. The one time I looked at the back, I was like, why does this say 82 grams of trans fat?
Per serving?
It was Shirmal's like cake. It's like cake flattened into roti, right?
Oh, God.
But see, here's my thing. I'm down with the masala omelet. My auntie was visiting from Pakistan. She makes that like chili style scrambled egg. You know what I'm talking about? It's like chili style. You cut spicy in the little, omelet. The spicy omelet with the little chilies in it mixed with dhania and the. That's dope. There's so many ways to make eggs. The way that I find making eggs unacceptable is boiled eggs.
Like a full hard boiled egg?
They're soft boiled, hard boiled, either boiled. Just find it to be sacrilege. Okay?
it's just a clean way of like whatever. But it's not like there's no like, because like what they'll do is they'll do full hard boiled egg and then they'll like mash it up and put it into a curry. There's like egg curry.
Yeah, into a masala.
I'm not even talking about plain.
But I understand that, but just like,
Just the plain egg. I don't really fuck
with
that.
It's just like a bland British man breakfast. It makes
they cut it open, they put some salt and pepper on it, and they eat it with a spoon.
It's the texture of it. It just makes it's like my thing is this.
It's the least interesting way of eating an egg.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I 100% agree with you, right? Because here's my thing. There's so many like it's not like cooking an egg takes that long, right? Like you want to fry an egg to make it half decent, put a little oil, fry it, black pepper, you're good to go. So people are like, oh, it's convenient, it's fast. How fast do you need to be eating breakfast that you don't have time to fry an egg?
Yeah, it's actually, frying an egg is easily the fastest way of doing anything. Because it still takes time to boil the water. You have to have the egg timer, but like get it to like the right.
People say, like 10 minutes, by the way, I find it disgusting, but people boil a bunch of eggs and then put them in the fridge and then like just eat it in the morning, like savages.
It's
disgusting.
Well, I mean, like, look, this is for the people who are eating super clean and aren't adding anything to it and they're just trying to get
You could fry an egg in an oil-free pan, in a nonstick pan. You wouldn't have to add anything to it. You could just fry it. Flip, flip, flip is done. You don't even have to add anything to it.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, I mean, I don't, you know what I mean?
Fuck boiled eggs.
We touched a nerve, ladies and gentlemen. We touched the nerve with RC today.
Oh my God. There's so many ways. You're right. It's the least interesting way. And I get it's clean as protein, but like, if you really care that much about the protein at this point, just abandon the egg altogether. Like, move on. Eat elk jerky. I don't know. like order from Joe Rogan and just get like a elk jerky or something.
Yeah.
Like if that's what you're about in these streets, don't sacrilege that.
Bro, listen. Let's just get back to the focus here. It's about the yellow toast, fam. Like it's.
Can you imagine eating yellow toast with a boiled egg, bro?
Fuck no, bro. Fuck no. Yellow toast is king. But I mean, if we're getting onto the brown snacks. A personal favorite of mine for all y'all out there is chukri. Do you know what chukri is?
What's chukri?
Chukri
is another thing that we know what it is and then you guys have a weird name for it?
Absolutely not. Because this has to be here. I'll like show you real quick, but it's
it looks like it's that like spirally cookie thing.
Exactly. It's not a cookie, but it is spirally and it's made out of like rice flour and some other shit. And it's my mom makes it really fucking well, and it's like spirally. They use this brass kind of tool to like, you put all this like chickpea flour and kind of rice flour in it and then spices, and then like they make it into this dough, and then they use this tourney kind of brass tool and just do it into like these spirals, and then they fry it. It's so fucking good the way my mom makes it. She adds like this extra little bit. No, it's not. It's savory.
Okay.
And my mom adds some spice and lemon a little bit to it, and it's fucking chef's kiss, bro. It's one of my favorite things that she makes. That and chevre.
Chevre?
Yeah. You know what chevre is?
No.
Yo, man's just throwing random words at us.
This is Gujarati shit.
That and gubliki. Yeah.
Hey, listen, for you Pakistani motherfuckers out here.
guys doing Harry Potter spells.
Listen, bro. Some of these are Gujarati snacks. Yeah, so like, chevre is like fucking, it's like Indian trail mix.
Gujarati generally sounds like you're falling down the stairs. It's like chak chaka choy, chaka chaka choy.
Yeah, it's like Indian trail mix, bro. Those are my two personal favorites, man.
There's some trail mixes that are okay. There's some that my dad buys. And I just tell him literally, like, it tastes like the embodiment of what a fart should taste like. it's just got like too much like mirchi masala on it. And it just has this like, it tastes like a fart. I don't know what else to say.
Spicy
like,
fart.
Yeah, it's a spicy fart. It's not.
I mean, you're really not making it sound dope for the people out there. I don't know why y'all like, is this like a Pakistani thing? Like, no, like I don't know what you're talking about. Yo. Like, y'all eating spicy farts? No. You
know what I'm saying? We rock with
snacks. We don't do that though.
I fuck with South Asian snacks. I don't. You guys make up foods. Don't exist. You're like Peter Pan. Yeah, fake imaginary banquets, Captain.
I
mean, bro.
Listen, just because you don't know the language, dog. Like, I don't know. I can't help you. You know what I mean?
Okay. What is your go-to? You mentioned a couple. Go-to South Asian snack. We moved on from breakfast. We've established that boiled eggs are disgusting. We know that there's a bunch of different types of rusks. Barachas are dope. Shirma will give you a heart attack. But we're talking about snacks, right?
Again,
you
right
got,
away.
Okay, you got someone coming over for chai. What snack are you serving with that?
I mean, look. For me, it's always been these two things. My homie, my best friends all know, like, these are two things. Chukri, for sure, that my mom makes. And then chevre is like easily the two of my personal favorite things.
Okay.
Easily.
Okay. Okay. If I'm trying to have, like, let's say it's Rishta Day, some girls are coming over to meet RC, see if they want to get married, you know, do the family thing. You got to show up with like homemade samosas, bro.
I was going to say that. Samosas.
Easily. Bro. Yeah. Samosas, right? Definitely. Like, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
But my mom's does this combo to them where she takes like the phyllo pastries you know, like the yellow one. And then she makes like kima, like good seasoned kima, and puts it in those flaky pastries.
Absolutely. That's exactly the way my mom makes it. So
yeah.
It's because, like, look, there's different regions have different styles of samosas.
Right.
Yeah.
I know, like, in the north, like, the Punjabi style is a lot more pastry going on.
Yeah.
It's a lot, it's a lot bigger, a lot more they pastry.
They got to feed those hefty Pathan boys, bro. they're going out to farm all day, bro. They need a lot of protein and carbs.
So those are farmers out there.
Yeah, straight up. So they have, like, a lot
Shout out, no farmers, no food. Yo,
boom. But, like, I know the Gujarati style is, it's like the phyllo pastry. It's a lot thinner. Yes. And then the East African way is like that same stuff, but with like the type of kima exactly the way you're saying it, and just like probably spiced a little bit differently. But yo, when my mom makes that shit, another one, chef's kiss, bro. It's one of her.
Yo, you making out with this chef at this point, bro.
Yo, my mom will make a tray of that shit and I'll polish it off in like 15 minutes, man. I'll eat like 20 of these motherfuckers like this.
Alu samosas, potato samosas, or beef samosas?
Beef samosas. Easy, bro. Fucking throw the veggie ones out, fam. Like, I'm not even businessing with that.
Yo, the worst is when people just, like, see, there's two styles to samosas. You either go real gourmet, right? And I think, like in our family, there's a distinction. There's, like, the samosas, which are the thinner, the phyllo, right? And then you actually have people really rock. I think that's a very Pakistani thing, like, patties. So it's like, like I was saying before, it's like you take the patty crust, or sometimes, you know, the patty crust that have, like, the top, the shell? The patty shells, like the golden flake or whatever, and you make those with kima in them. Those are dope because it's a different texture. It's a little, and you bake those, right? You don't fry those. So those are amazing, right?
These thin fried ones with a little lemon wedge, and you get like a little bit of
lemon wedge. What are we at? Captain John's?
I'm telling you, bro, this is the
Long John Silver?
East African, this is the East African Indians way, man. It's
I should try that. But then,
a little lemon wedge, bro.
Whenever you're trying to feed a lot of people, like you have it like, 30 people and you're just like, we need a snack. We don't want to do food. Then people show up with those $1 for $4 alu samosas loaded to the brim. And then just you have
men's are hitting jars, up. Men's are hitting up embassy.
Styrofoam chutney embassy.
Men's are hitting up embassy at Middlefield and fucking Finch trying to get the big tray of fucking embassy.
Bro, that line, bro. You get in there, it's like 50 people deep, man. They're rolling out 1,000 samosas. Exactly.
Yo, it's a factory in there. But I don't fuck with that shit. I mean, like we do when you need to have mass amounts.
I'll eat them. Yeah. I'll eat them. But usually you're serving them when you just kind of need to fill people's belly a little bit, you know? Like,
yo, right? we got those samosas. I got my mom's bhajias. I don't know if you know what bhajias are, but again, that's another. Yeah. Okay. So then,
you say bhajias?
No, bhajias.
This guy just eats children. He's like, yeah. First we have the rotis and the puris, and then we eat the 6-year olds,
and then we dip the children in the coconut chutney.
I was like, wait, what? Come again?
Oh my god! Yeah, those are good snacks. You know, like. How do white people function without this level of variety of snacks? Like, what
the biggest problem with all of these is like all of these things are like fried foods, and like
that's what we got
fucking delicious. But we get this is how you get the like the tire on the belly. You can't.
It's the reason why we gain 25 pounds every Ramadan, bro. It's like, wait, let me get this straight. So you fast for 18 hours. And you gained 18 pounds? Because that's when everyone wants to make this stuff, man. It's true. And pakoras too.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So like that is a spread, Ramadan. It's like, oh, I fasted all day. I'm cleansing my soul, cleansing my body. Sit down at the table. Kimas, patties, pakoras, fried chicken, Popeyes. This is like game over. It's game over. Yeah, you're done, man.
It's next level.
I'm hungry now. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yo, I'm starving.
I know. I'm going to go check for some samosas in the kitchen, bro.
All right. Quick snack break. We'll be right back. And we are back.
Yo. Tausi, did you get to the bottom of what they put in halwa?
Yeah. So the most common type of halwa, and you can make halwa out of different type of things.
You can make it out of dirt.
You can make it out of anything.
You can make it out of children. That's the one Lala likes.
Pachoko halwa?
Children's halwa.
Oh god.
Yo.
What is this turning into?
This is getting wild, bro.
Getting dark, bro. But yeah, no, it's suji, and that's semolina.
Suji's semolina. Or, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Don't Italians use semolina for like everything?
Yeah, to make pasta. That's like, it's a common thing to make pasta with.
See? ancestral. I'm actually listening to a book. I'm so fascinated by food that like I'm literally listening to an audiobook called The History of Human Food.
Okay, right, that sounds really dope.
It's like an audio course. You know, like Audible has like the great courses. So they had one called The History of Human Language. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wonder if they have one about food. And it's like the history of food. They do.
That's amazing.
And it's 25 hours long. It's fantastic. But I'm always hungry because then I listen to it at night. But they go through like regions and like, yo, this is the new Oprah's book club. RC's reads.
RC's listens.
RC's listens. But yeah, like they just go through like earliest food, like hunter-gatherer society, like when we started incorporating spices, like how things moved over from one region to another. It's like crazy, but it's like, yeah, like my point to that was like something like semolinas and sujika halwa, right? And then it's also used in Italy. So it's like common ancestral traits on foods and crops that move to areas. And then like, because you look at that, everyone has like a version of like a fried doughy thing with meat in it. Right? Yep. Like you have like wontons, you have samosas, you have, you know what I mean? Like everyone has versions of these different styles of food. Yeah. Right.
Totally.
It's fascinating.
There's going to be, we're going to go into this at some point in some future episode of like, of the bread and something in between, like the sandwich.
Oh,
of
greatest sandwich.
Exactly. Because there's so many things we can go down this rabbit hole. Cause like what constitutes a sandwich? Is a taco a sandwich? We're not going to do that right now.
We're not going to do that
another time.
If you want to hear that, you better subscribe. You better subscribe. You better send me a sandwich.
We're going to get into this about the best sandwiches.
I went to the kitchen. There was nothing in there. I'm so hungry. I don't know. There's like nine people staying in my house.
I know
right
at a
now.
Certain point, your mom's just hiding shit. She's like, I know where I
said to come down. She has to because it's so funny because my aunts were visiting. Like they always cook a lot of food and then no one's in their house to eat it. And in our house, it's the opposite. We told them, I'm like, if you see something and you like it, even if you're not hungry, eat it. because there's like three kids, two adults, like everyone's here is here visiting, right? So it's like, bro, just eat it. It's not going to be here tomorrow.
Don't ask, just eat.
Yeah. But here's my question. Cause we had some people over, and we were talking about samosas, right? Because people bring those when you're going to like culture show.
Oh yeah, that's the standard. We've talked about that before. Like that's right. The standard thing you're bringing to like cultural food
culture
day.
Show. You feed a bunch of people. So here's my question to you: you're having a early evening dinner party, late lunch, whatever. You're hosting about 30 people, so it's like a mixed bag: family, friends, cousins, whatever. Right?
Okay.
You are not cooking, you're getting food from somewhere.
Yeah.
Here are your variables that you need to look at, okay? Quantity, cost, flavor, convenience. Where are you ordering from? What are you getting?
That's tricky, man. I don't know, man, because like, who's the audience, right?
And you can pick region. We're in East End. If you say you can pick a region, you can say you have driving distance here.
Who's the audience? Like, so
okay,
like,
you want an audience. So I'm going to give you a mixed bag because this is what life is like. Let's say you have 25% children. Okay.
Okay.
So like, let's say 6 to 11. All right.
Okay.
You have a quarter picky aunties and uncles, 60 plus above crowd. Right? You got, and then let's say you have 50% 18 to 49, that demographic, TV demographic.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I know there are aunties and uncles involved, I'm going South Asian route.
Always.
Oh, wait. Okay, so like that's happening immediately. And then for me, like I'm going to La Hortica House.
Oh, you cater from La Hortica House?
I'm catering, bro. And like, I'll spend the dough to have the quality because I don't like, the worst thing is having the complaints about the food. People always remember the food. I'm going La Hortica. Like I'm bringing in the kebabs. I'm outsourcing the samosas from somewhere else probably if I don't really fuck with their samosas. But like, you know what I mean? Like I'm getting things from a couple of different, I'm getting samosas from, you know, my East African joint. I'm getting the rest of my mains from La Hortica. And that's how I'm going about it.
Okay. So you're quantified. First, shout out La Hortica.
Shout out La Hortica.
2 weeks ago when the announcements were for lockdown and they were just talking about how restaurants like them are struggling businesses, right? Like, and that place is an institution, man.
I've ordered from them quarterly, like over the last couple of years.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. Now you're going to La Hortica House.
Yeah.
You got 20 people. Food we know is going to be good. I will say, and even they say it, the Hortica House experience is primo when you're sitting there and eating it.
Primo, because right? they're bringing the shit out.
They're bringing sizzling, it right out in the tallies. It's sizzling
straight up. So right? you're taking home some kebabs. That's just going to go in the oven. So you're going to get those. At least there's at least a reasonable reheat option there
without drying out. Because that's a tough part of the reheat, right?
That's that. Any of the curries also can go on the stove. You can reheat, no problem.
Okay.
That's why that's that. But then the samosas need to be outsourced to a different place because I need my style samosas.
You need your style samosas. So you're going appetizers and kebabs, which already price point now. We know Taos. We know he has spending problems.
But I'm about the quality, bro. I don't cheap out on my peoples.
So that 25 person spread, La Hortica House, and you're outsourcing samosas.
Yeah, but 25% kids. That's fucking 6 kids.
Okay. Fine. Let's kids eat at a different level. So you're saying you're going to order less. You're going to compensate for the kids. Like you're not going to count kids as adults in terms of your order thought process.
No, the way I'm thinking about it is the kids are like a non-factor because they'll eat whatever the fuck you give them. They'll have two samosas and like a little bit of fucking rice and some curry and then they'll fuck off, right?
Like so that's just like they're going to be fine. Can you consolidate 5 kids into like 2 kids in your ordering count in your mind?
Pretty much.
Okay. So that's fine. So now you're looking at like a $500 spread here.
You think that's going to be 5 bills?
I think 5 bills. If you're getting kebabs.
For 25 to 30 people?
I think if you're getting kebabs, right? Enough that every person at the party or every adult at the party can have one.
Basically, it's.
Plus, because remember, you're going to get kebabs, you got to get naan, right?
Naan, I think, is coming standard with like the whole thing. They're giving you a stack of that shit.
They don't give you naan. You got to pay extra for naan.
Okay.
I think, right?
Unless
you're going to go and you're going to get the Santosh naan, right? Right? Santosh naan is dope, bro. Is that Santosh?
Nah, see, I fuck with the La Hortica because I know they're throwing that shit in their proper tandoor. They have one.
Do you know the only issue I have with getting the naan from La Hortica House is naan really starts to wither from the moment it gets out of that tawa into, you know what I mean? Tausi, like you're not going to have that because it's gonna dry. There's no preservatives in that shit.
They're sticking that shit in the tandoor. Like I know they're doing. They're making that shit fresh there. I know they're doing that. So
we talked about all the factors. You got 20 people come in. You got a range, right? So by the time you serve the food,
I'm picking an ideal pickup time. I'm having one of the nephews go out there pick it up.
Okay, so here's the 30 question. 30 minutes before
they're rushing it back.
I'm asking both of you this. 30 minutes before. You said start times 1, but you're dealing with a brown family of 25. So when are you placing that order for? Like when is the pickup?
I am calling them a week in advance. I'm going to have them have it ready.
That's a fact.
Yeah. I'm having them have it ready for pickup for between 1 and 1:30. I'm having the kid arrive there when they open at 1 o'clock or whatever, when at the pickup time. I know if everyone's showing up late, they're going to actually get to the house at 2, even though they're supposed to be there at 1. Yes. Invite time is 1.
Right.
By the time they get in, everyone's actually fucking trickling in through the door. It's actually 2 o'clock.
And are you running the samosas a little earlier? So the samosas are at 1:30?
Samosas is a separate pickup. Samosas is a separate pickup, right? Remember, I'm picking up from 2 places.
Okay, so you got 2 nephews.
Separate pickup. Samosas are already in the bag.
Your nephew like 6, bro?
2 nephews.
Dude.
Yeah. Next nephew. I got your nephew.
Right? Yeah, you could borrow that, bro. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. One nephew's picking up the samosas. He's there early. The samosas are here for when everyone gets there. You know what I mean? And those are coming out hot and fresh.
Okay. Hot and ready, like Little Caesars, and then, maybe.
Hot and ready, like, you know what I mean? Hot and ready. And then by the time everyone's trickled in through the door at 2 o'clock, nephew number 2 is arriving. And then we're doing the secondary prep.
Did you guys ever use at the parties the chafing dishes to keep things warm?
Absolutely. I got them joints in my mom's
burners,
basement.
And then you'd always only have one burner. So then one side of the tray would be hot at the bottom and getting overcooked. No, yeah.
My mom's got 3-4 of those in the basement, so I'm ready to go, bro.
We would always have the trays, but we'd always be out of gels, bro.
we have the gels, bro. We have extra backups. My mom bought like a box of that shit.
The gels are good.
She's prepped. My mom's crazy. She has like 4 fridges in the basement. She's prepped for fucking like a bomb.
Zombie apocalypse,
crazy.
Bro. We're all chilling at your house. When wave 7 hits, we're all chilling at your house, bro.
None, you guys. Wild. She has like everything. She has like tomatoes, fucking chilies, all this shit frozen just in case. It's just like in bags. She like I know my your mom's wild, yo. She buys just, like a bushel
just in
of,
case
of tomatoes.
The world ends, she's gonna cook a vat of salan.
she's like so fucking organized. She buys like a bushel of tomatoes at a time, a bushel of like red peppers, bushel of chilies, and then she'll spend like a full day like blending things and putting them into like. She has like all these ice cube trays, and then she like pours it into these ice cube trays. Has everything frozen into like cubes and then into big Ziploc bags.
Could be. I saw a company. They're called Super Cubes, and they were on Shark Tank on a Mark Cuban episode. And these guys got a deal from all five sharks or something like that because they're doing like millions in sales because that's exactly. I didn't understand it at first, but that's exactly what they did. Because I guess, I don't know, white people make big vats of soup and then they don't know how to store it. So you put it in these cubes and each one's an individual serving. So you can just
pretty
pop
much.
It out. So your mom's ahead of the curve, bro. And then
she's been doing this from time, son. So she has
why didn't you
tomatoes,
monetize her,
red
bro?
Peppers, coriander. Everything is in these bags of in basically ice cube format. And it's just right. She's able to like the amount of cubes per like curry that she makes. She just knows like it's all like mapped out.
See, my mom.
So like the prep work is all done.
My mom used to cook a big thing of like halim or something, right? And then freeze it.
Love that shit.
Yeah, that's her specialty. Halim is like game over, you know.
Chef's kiss, bro.
She would, yo. You could kiss a lot of chefs today. This guy's gonna get, mono, bro.
Yeah, I love the food.
Love the
bro.
Food.
It's like,
but yeah, your mom's on another level because my mom makes the food and then we freeze it and then we just eat that for like you know. But your mom actually
does
got
that
the,
shit too.
The raw
she does
ingredients
the prep.
Frozen, bro.
The prep work has been done from fucking months in advance. She just like has it all ready in the basement.
See, I respect your order. Going back to, I respect your order. I respect the Lohortica house. It's going to be quality food. It's a tight window and you need to.
It's all about the timing
about
of
the timing
pickups.
Because the food's so good. The longer that delays, the less you get that enjoyment. But you're convenience wise and stack wise, you're in like level 6 because you're spending like $5 on this tray.
I'm okay with that because right? Food's important. Bro.
You're spending
food's
$5
the,
on this tray. And then you got a double pickup. So that's good. See, my issue is I'm probably going to have to do two of those parties in 2 weeks back to back. I can't get rinsed for a grand on parties back to back, okay?
You just do it one time. One time, $5. Yeah, you get the biryani
and
you get one of the curries.
But then if I do it one time, then I get it by both sets of 20. That's 40, bro. So my go-to, our party go-to is always Hukka.
Frederick's.
Always Hukka. Yeah, Frederick's.
I knew it.
It's always Hukka.
I knew it.
It's got to be Hukka because, bro, you can't miss with Hukka because what you do, all right, you get a big thing of noodles. So actually, I shout out because there's Frederick's a classic. Next to it, they got it used to be called Tangerine, now it's called Hukka Legend. So they're like in Scarborough and Markham, they like opened up on each other, they're competing, right? Frederick's gives you a little bit more bang for your buck, and Frederick's has the best chili chicken in the city.
And their pakoras.
And chicken pakoras. Problem with chicken pakoras, you got to cut them out at a party. Sorry. You can't.
What kind of appetizer are you going for,
bro?
Then?
I'm not giving appetizers to 30 people, bro.
What kind of party are you having over
bro,
here,
bro? We're trying to feed.
Straight dinner, bro. Straight
yeah,
dinner.
Straight
exactly.
Dinner.
Yo, this guy doesn't care about his guests, though. Like the people that show up on time don't get no appetizers. What am I doing for the hour while I'm waiting for all the other
uncles
and aunties?
We're gonna run some appies, but they're gonna be cheaper appies. It's gonna be like frozen samosas or something. All right.
See, this is like I don't want to come to Narcy's party.
No, because
I know he's cheaping out. He's cheaping out on
me. Trust me. What you just what you do, okay? You get some base to make sure people are fed. All right. So I can't run chicken pakoras with 30 people because here's the problem with chicken pakoras. Here's the problem.
What are you giving me? What are you giving me? I want to get to the point here.
What
am
food?
I getting?
You want the, so we're just going to go for this.
What are my appies, bro?
Yo, we'll run you some mini samosas.
Get the man some spring rolls.
Yeah, I'll get you some spring rolls. That's the thing. So here's what we do. I pay for the food. I get moms to fry up some spring rolls. Okay.
Oh, you're making mom work in this situation.
Mom's got she's not paying, so she better be making.
Wow. Yo, you know, you put it this way, bro. I'm glad your mom's rinsing you out, bro. I'm glad, yo.
Right? So we run some appies, but we try and go straight to food, right? Because Hukka is like a appy food. It's just like once you're in. So you go to, here's a challenge. You go to two. Here's that shout out to all the East End people. I'm giving you the Hukka fix right now. Chicken pakoras, classic. We know that. I can't feed you that. It's off the table because it would be like
it's on the list.
It's number
if you're
one. If it's a smaller group, definitely get the pakoras. So if you want to go a little above, you get the pakoras for sure. We're not doing the pakoras. You go with chili chicken. You do a Hukka chow mein. Unfortunately, obvious. The beef at the Hakka place is not too solid. So I would recommend going with another chicken, but
yeah.
Or a shrimp, maybe something else to round it out.
I know it's the chicken chow mein,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you do the chukka chow mein, chili chicken, one extra dish. They have a couple, they have a special dish, they have a Szechuan chicken. Get one of those.
The chili green beans.
Chili green beans is great. It's great. It's so good. I'll order it for a small group. I can't do it for a 30 because they want more meat. They just want more meat, bro. They want more meat.
Yo, listen, you gotta get the veggies and the fibers. That's the thing.
So what you do is you add the veggies extra. You make one stir fry on your own. Add that to the mix.
This guy's adding too much work.
It's not because it's just one stir fry. That's it. One stir fry. You add it to the mix. Now you got four dishes. All right. Now everyone's gonna be fed hefty, spicy. If you go to Hakka Legend, then you got to do the Bombay chicken and the Szechuan chicken and the chow mein. Those are the three. Those are your three winners across the board. No one's going home hungry. Everyone's going home fed. It's extra spicy. And then you add a couple little things on your own. So you control the appetizer and the dessert flex. So you know how to handle those. Then you sandwich the meals in the middle. And I'm running out of there with like half your bill, bro. Half your bill is what I'm saying.
Half my bill. But at the end of this, we have party A and party B. Party B, people are going to feel a little chintzed out.
No one's feeling chintzed out.
Party A, everyone's walking out satisfied.
I don't know, man. Everyone's walking out satisfied.
Tausi, you're going to get Hakka. Yeah. Are you going to feel chintzed out, bro? Mans are not going to feel chintzed out with Hakka, bro.
Bro, I love Hakka. For me, I'll be like, yo, this party's so dope.
This guy's straight up, he's from Lahore. He's like, why am I getting food that I can't make at home? You know what I'm saying? He doesn't give a fuck.
Tausi, where are you going? I want to know. You've been quiet this time.
I was going to say Hakka, and then you kind of just said it. I was going to add another layer to this too. So you know how with Lala's party, you got to have extra naan. So you got to, go find, maybe get naan from Walmart, get the Costco.
No, I'm getting the Lahore Tikka House naan.
This guy's added. Lala's
got Lahore Tikka.
He's got Lahore Tikka House naan money, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Yo, listen. $1.25. I told you, bro.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you doing garlic? Garlic naan?
Of course.
That's $1.
only the best for my people, bro.
Kelsey, isn't that like $1.50 a pop, bro?
Yo, I didn't know. Lala, when'd you win the lottery, bro?
Listen, I'm out here for my people, B. Don't worry about it.
RC, you left out the part where the best thing is you make enough white rice, nobody goes hungry. You know what I mean?
Yo, Lala, you're giving them filler.
What if somebody doesn't get the naan at your party?
But they're getting a biryani too, bro.
Oh, listen, you didn't mention the biryani.
You didn't listen. I said,
biryani, but
you're doing a biryani. You're doing another kind of curry. You're doing the kebabs and you're doing the samosas. That's four things, bro. I'm good.
I'll say it.
Your family don't eat like my family does. My family's going to eat that biryani and ask you what's next.
Listen, there's enough for everybody.
See the white rice? And you know what? So
my point is you keep the cost down.
I think if you're going to make one thing, you get the noodle, you make your own veggie fried rice. Cause that's easy. That's easy.
You can do that too.
That's easy. You just add a rice, little veggie, chop, 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 chop. Now you got rice.
Yo, Lala doesn't even want to make Costco.
I'm getting the
cashing out equity fresh. For this. Straight
freshness. This guy sold some Bitcoin to have this dinner party. Yo, bro.
Straight freshness, bro. I sold my Solana, dog.
I'll tell you what the best part of my party is. Okay. Cause when you hosting, you running around, you feeding people, you're not getting time to enjoy. There is nothing. I'm going to say this now on wax. The greatest leftover food is Chinese, specifically Hakka. You eat some cold Hakka out the fridge when it's congealed. All that fat's gooed up into the chili chicken.
Oh, buddy.
You coming down at 11 p.m. The party's over. There's cake hanging out of the sink. Everything is just like the whole
fuck, bro.
I was going to say that too. I was going to say, partly I also want to be selfish. And I've been in both scenarios where you had leftover biryani. And you're just like eating that for multiple days.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had leftover Hakka.
Leftover Hakka wins. But as a guest, you're not eating leftover. Yeah, I mean, that's just for you. So I'm saying.
But we were talking as if we were hosting.
That's what I'm saying. Definitely, as a host, leftover Hakka is.
I want to come through the winner on the back end of the party because I don't get to enjoy the party. I want to finish the party, be like, I'm a good son. I'm a good family member. I fed people. Now let me eat this Hakka and pass out and wake up in the morning and get spicy chits. It's funny.
Dutty, Dutty.
Dutty, yo.
Yo.
RC, are we getting an invite?
Yo, bro, you can come. Bro, you can come to my house next week. You can come to my house now. I'll order you haka, bro.
This guy already has a full house. He needs to be ordering haka twice a week.
They know our number at haka and haka legend and Fedrix, bro. We pick up. It's like, Shirase, what you want? What you want? Chili chicken?
And on that note, it's been another episode of Toronto Mass Pod. It's your boy Lala.
Yo, this RC Fetties, get at us, bro. One of you guys is going to sponsor us. It's going to be a battle. Okay.
Yo, Fedrix, Lynn Garden, yeah, whichever one. I know y'all are family. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
Come through. Lahore Tikka House, shout out to you, but you're a little outside my budget for the party. Yo. We come to you when Lala's paying, right, Tels?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, yo.
All right, Tels, you can come. RC, you can get, I got it.
I'll come to the Lord Ticket House. I bring my own tray of haka.
All right, we out.
Peace.